Welcome all to the December 29th, 2025 meeting of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Committee. A quorum has been established for today's meeting. Our start time is 12:10. This meeting is called to order. Are there public comments on the agenda item?
Good afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to speak. My name is Jesse Ringness. I have been a resident of Frisco for over 30 years. It is nice to see some familiar faces up here. I'm also the vice chair of the Frisco Animal Advisory Committee, and so I apologize for my appearance today. I'm on my work lunch from letting dogs out, and it's very cold outside. But if I am not mistaken, I believe y'all have 144 pages of McKinney intake animals. So bless y'all and thank y'all for all that y'all do to help the city and the county as well, considering the shelter is a county shelter. In FY24, McKinney took in over four times the amount of animals to the county shelter as Frisco did. And so I'm just curious. The only thing I have to say is if y'all could maybe get some information about what's the total number. By the way, I'm speaking in terms of the second item agenda, 25, 35, 19, about the statistics on the animals intake. What's the total number of intake for Frisco animals, and what percentage is that of Frisco animals for 2025? Thank you all. Have a good meeting.
Thank you. Regular agenda items. The first item is 25-3518. Consider, discuss Animal Services 2025 staffing updates, activity, and ordinance amendments.
Good morning again, everyone, and happy second Monday of our meeting. So I'm just going to briefly cover, I don't have a presentation for you today, I'll just be speaking on these items. So I'm just going to briefly cover something that I touched on last week in the staffing update. So we've got five total officers now. We did have that fifth position filled, and so we are fully staffed currently. Our animal services tech position, which will effectively be our dispatcher, that'll be putting calls out to our staff members for them to run and monitoring how calls are run within the city. We're hoping to fill that position before the end of the month of January. So I'll be going over candidates for that. It's currently posted. We also have two ordinances that are currently in development and adjustment. You all may have heard of our TNR ordinance that we were recently developing. And just some notes on that. Essentially, what we're doing with that ordinance is we are defining what TNR is. So trap, neuter, release, that has to do with feral cats within the city of McKinney and maintenance of that population. So the ordinance will define what TNR means for the city. And then it will also, rather than creating specific ordinances to TNR, it will give us defenses to certain ordinances, such as the restraint of animals within the city of McKinney, making an exception for animals that are TNR'd, and then also the number of dogs and cats at residences in relation to TNR, because that will be different as far as cats that are feral and being spayed, neutered, and released, and cats that are pets inside the home. The other ordinance that we have made an adjustment to, or is in the process of making an adjustment, is in relation to our rabies control and quarantining processes. Currently, we have a home quarantine ordinance that has some restrictions that make it difficult or impossible for family members to quarantine their animals at home. The state does allow for certain criteria to be met for a dog or cat to be quarantined at home. Quarantine is in relation to a dog bite. Anytime dog, cat, or ferret bites and breaks skin, it must be quarantined for 10 days to monitor for symptoms of the rabies virus. A home quarantine may be allowed if the animal's current on its vaccine, it bit while it was restrained, so not at large. Currently, our ordinances have other caveats, such as no other animals being permitted in the home, the animal will have to have bitten someone who lives outside of the home, if they live outside of the home, that animal cannot be home quarantined. So we've removed those two portions of the ordinance. We're working on removing those two portions of the ordinance so that the animal, as long as it's vaccinated and it was restrained and it has no prior bites, then it can be quarantined at home, which will save the resident money and will save the shelter money and time, staff time as well. So that is what we've got in development. Thank you all for your time and attention.
I have a question. The TNR ordinances, do you know what they are right now versus what you're talking about tweaking them to?
May I answer that now, or do we need to open that up for public comment?
Oh, sorry.
We're not public, but board manager comments.
You can answer.
Okay, can you repeat the question more time?
You said that you were working on tweaking the ordinances for TNR for defenses or restraint and for the number of animals. Do
yes,
you know what those are currently versus what you're trying to?
Right. So for restraint, currently in the city of McKinney, restraint counts for dogs and cats. That means it's got to be on a leash or it's got to be behind a fence. It cannot be running at large. So it's different having a feral cat being out in the public than it is having your pet cat out in the public. Obviously, the risks are higher if a cat is roaming the neighborhood. We see predation all the time. So it's going to be an exception if that cat is already a feral animal. And then as far as the number of dogs and cats within the home, you can have four dogs and you can have four cats. Now, if you're tending a feral cat colony, you may have more than four animals on your property, and so long as the community, you know, doesn't have complaints, then that will be something that will be permitted, so long as they're taking part in a TNR program.
Thanks.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys. Does anybody else have any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. The next item is 25-3519. Consider discuss Collin County Animal Shelter Operations and Statistics for all animals originating with the city of McKinney.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. I'm Lacey DeHorney. I'm the manager at Collin County Animal Services. So I'm just going to present a few stats kind of for McKinney and then comparing that to the county as a whole. So in 2025, as of today, McKinney has brought in 2,199 animals. In comparison to last year, 2024, the city brought in 2,435. So that's about a 10% decrease. When we're looking at overall, in comparison, the shelter as a whole has brought in 6,057 animals this year, and in comparison to last year was 5,494. So even with a couple more days left, we are almost 10% increase in the intakes that we're bringing in. That's an additional 563 animals that we've brought in this year. I know they had the attachment for McKinney stats. So I had just provided, it's really not real helpful on this, but basically it's a list of the 2,199 animals that have been brought in. And this includes animals that are coming in from as strays, meaning the public is bringing them in through the front door, or as seized custody, which means the McKinney officers are bringing them in, or PD or something like that. And this does include quarantines and all species, not just cats and dogs, as you can see, the guinea pigs. That is about it. I will say, if you do open records or anything for outcomes, we did have a software change this past year. We updated our software on April 1st of this year, and some of the data went in as memos instead of true outcomes, so we do have to kind of go back and translate that a little bit. So if you have any questions on that, just let me know. Anybody have any questions?
Do you have any idea why the numbers for the county went up and then McKinney went down? Like, do we know what's happening? Any ideas?
Not really. I will say our owner surrender numbers have gone up consistently over the last few years. And that goes back to many, many factors. But yeah, owner surrenders tend to be where we're increasing the most. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Board and managers' comments?
Yeah. I had a few questions, but I want to wait for everybody else to have a chance to.
Mocha, let's go ahead and address the chairperson.
Okay. As you know, at our last meeting, we elected Lacey as chairperson. Lacey has declined the position, so at our next board meeting, we will be electing officers.
Thank you, Mocha.
I'm not sure who to direct the questions that I have to. One, can we get our meetings on the city calendar? Because I don't think they're there. Like, I see other boards and stuff on the city calendar, so that other people, if they want to come to the meetings, they know when they're happening.
Okay. I will look into that.
Thank you. And in, what is it, Legistar? It lists all of our meetings and then, like, the agenda, and then the minutes get added later and all that kind of stuff, and the audio. And it looks like we're missing audio and minutes for some of the meetings. And I was wondering, because I'm trying to go back and listen to, like, how things work. I was wondering if we could get the audio linked to those meetings that are missing. And I have the dates, but I figure you can see them whenever you pull them up. And I would like to add to the agenda for the next meeting, discussing the possibility of meeting more often. Because when we only meet 3 times a year, it's hard to get things accomplished. And I would like for us to, I'm going to be more helpful, like to expand our role. And I have been a volunteer at the animal shelter for the last 11 years, and I've trained a bunch of people, and I always kind of tease them whenever they come in with their hair on fire trying to change a bunch of stuff. I'm like, how about you, like, settle in and figure out how things work and why they work the way they work before coming in and trying to change things. But whenever I'm trying to figure out how things work, it's kind of hard when we only meet once every 4 months, and then our term is over before we've figured out. So I would like to suggest next time that we, as a group, decide that we meet more frequently. I know our minimum is 3, but I know that we're allowed to meet more often, and I would like to put that on as a thought. And just announcement-wise, TCAP is having their vaccination clinic this Saturday at the shelter from 10 to 12.
Yes.
And it's posted on the county's Facebook page, and I'm going to try and get it posted on the volunteers' Facebook page so that we can share it and try and get as much community participation as possible. I don't know if they're at capacity for, like, how, if we get just a big influx, if they can just handle as many as we can throw at them, or?
Generally, they go until the line is done.
And then it's done, okay.
Yeah, generally it goes past 12.
Yeah, cool.
I'll see if we can get something out in the community and let everybody know.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Cool. Is there any other comments?
So I'm new to the board as well, and I'm just trying to understand the purpose and how I can, you know, help the shelter. And I'm just seeing, you know, Lacey just said that the owner surrenders are up. Is this the board that would address that as far as getting more programs within our city to possibly help owners with, like, more vaccination clinics, vet care that could be more affordable, because I, as a pet owner, know it's expensive to own a pet. And is this the board that would address that and, you know, get some programs going in the city that could help our residents, you know, keep their pets instead of surrendering them? If, you know, in fact, it is the cost that's, you know, keeping them. I mean, I know sometimes people just say they don't have time. That's a different, you know, scenario. But is this the board that, you know, would do that?
Overall, the purpose of the board is to advise and keep information flowing with the shelter. So it would have to be something that we would discuss whether or not that's something that this board can take on as a purpose. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think that our purpose is more in regard to the shelter, but it's something that we could discuss.
Right. Okay. And in the past, you know, I've advocated for the, you know, the shelter to be expanded sooner, but I always got the response that that was the county's decision. So is that still true? I mean,
that is correct.
Okay.
It is the county shelter, and all of that is decided by the county.
Okay.
And with respect to the owner surrender stuff, it might be helpful to know what the shelter's already doing, because I know y'all are already doing a bunch of stuff, to see if there's anything that we could do to help, or ideas that you have that are like, it would be really nice if y'all would try this.
Yeah, I can definitely provide that at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We are adjourned at 12:27 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.